Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. How you doing, Dan?
Good morning, Tommy. So pleased to be on.
Thank you for taking the time. Before we get to tariffs, let's talk about the St. Jude Dream Home. I get my ticket every year. Maybe this will be my year, maybe not, but tell me about your organization and the involvement with St. Jude's Hospital and what you guys do.
Tommy, we've partnered with Bartolo Homes. They're a member, and we've been doing the St. Jude Home for many years, I think 9 or 10 years now. And Gerald Meyer is the vice president of Bartolo Homes, and he's our current president for the Home Builders Association. And I think this year's home, it might be the most beautiful home that they've ever built. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Tell me where it is and a little bit about it before we get into tariffs.
Well, for the last few years, we've been putting them up in Jefferson Parish. We've been doing cooperatives on where we can locate these homes and getting property donations and things like that. And so we're very pleased to have it. It's out there on the lake in Lakeview. I'm trying to think of the exact address.
It's on Oak Street. I'm looking at it. It's at 425 Oak Street. Oak Street. You can go to stjude.org and find out more about it. Get your tickets. Let's talk about tariffs and home building and construction and supply chains and what all goes into building a home and how concerned are you about tariffs? And I don't know how you even go about it. I've had a home built and I've been through the process, Dan, but man, I don't know. Is now the time, or do you wait it out? Tell me where you stand with tariffs or where the industry stands with tariffs right now.
You know, it's a huge issue for us. We saw what disruption to supply chain can do during the pandemic, and over the last 4 years, we've seen an increase in our supply chain costs of somewhere around 37%, according to the National Association of Home Builders. And that's pretty significant. And so now we're looking at increased tariffs, which have two problems. The first part is the tariff part, which directly increases the cost of those imported goods. And secondly, because of the increased cost, folks will try to change those supply chains. So perhaps they try to source more from the United States. Perhaps they try to source them from countries with lower tariffs. But either way, it creates disruption in that supply chain, which also forces up those supply costs over time. So we're very concerned and working very diligently to find carve-outs for those materials that are used in new residential construction in the United States.
But is there any workaround?
Well, there are some. So here's an example. We have been looking at softwood lumber from Canada. Currently, that accounts for roughly 85% of all of the softwood imports and accounts for about a quarter of the available supply in the United States. So this is a big deal.
Wait, I'm confused. I got to jump in, Dan, because I thought the tariffs I thought I was talking.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Mike Strain last week, and I thought specifically, or maybe the week before, Canada was being tariffed for their lumber or not?
So we have a tariff on it now, which is 16%.
Okay.
And the newly announced tariff was going to bring that above 50%, but our lobbyists in D.C. were able to work to get a carve-out for the imported Canadian lumber to keep it where it's at. Because that could have taken our lumber price from where it's at now, about $625 per thousand linear feet. That could have taken it up to $1,150, maybe $1,200 per thousand linear feet. This would be a huge burden on residential construction in the United States.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back 8:50, 10 till 9. Rather, we're talking to Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. And, boy, I don't know. There's so much to sort out here. We'll continue when we come back. 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker talking to Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of New Orleans, about tariffs. And so many questions, Dan. Let's go back to the Canadian lumber and the 16% tariff on that. Who pays that tariff?
So tariffs on building materials act as a tax on American builders, the home buyers and consumers, because we have to, you know, move these costs through the system. We're going to pay more for the supplies. It means it's going to cost us more to build the home, and therefore going to have a higher price on that home at sale.
So when it comes to the amount of materials that are used in building a new home, can you give me a percentage, generally speaking, of what is imported and what isn't?
So that's interesting. That's a great point. And a recent study, we've been looking at this to figure this out. And the NAHB Wells Fargo Housing Market Index projects that the current cost increase would be about $9,200 per home based on the tariffs that were announced for April 2nd. So what does that look like? So that's, we estimate approximately 7.3% of all goods used in new residential construction originate from a foreign nation. So things like steel, aluminum, copper, home appliances, and just scores of other building materials are sourced outside of the U.S. And the impact of those tariffs, again, $9,200, increasing the price of the average home, which today is already unaffordable to 50% of the American population. So this affordability is a huge issue.
So some people say the tariff is about negotiating and forcing countries to lower, the imports or tariffs on American goods. What would ideally your organization like to see done with tariffs? I don't know what it is that's made that 7.3 is comprised of, but could that be shifted if the concern is about manufacturing to the United States? And if that was the case, I'll follow up one more Bobby Hebert question here, if I can, Dan, and that is, if it does move here, then that means more higher prices, right, either way?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. You know, this round of the tariffs that were announced on April 2nd could represent $5 to $6 trillion over the next decade, which would be a huge impact on residential housing, which comprises about 20% of gross domestic product in the United States. Pro-growth policies, things like tax cut extensions and regulatory reform, they offer some offsetting upside. So we are seeing some deregulation and some things like that that are allowing us to see a little bit of decrease on what it costs, the compliance costs that it cost, that we have to put into building the homes to go out there. But overall, we are not opposed to sourcing within the United States, but the problem is the time that it's going to take to build the manufacturing base to do it. So it's not just the residential housing that through these tariffs will have to build the manufacturing base. We'll be competing for resources with all the other industries trying to build manufacturing base. So we need more lumber. Okay, so we need to find more lumber that we can source. That's going to mean national parks or other forest lands throughout the United States. We're going to need to build an industry with lumberjacks and mills and those processing plants to do that. But we'll be competing for capital and labor resources with the auto industry, which is going to try to increase the manufacturing base for auto industry, with the superconductor industry, who will at the same time be trying to increase the manufacturing capacity of the semiconductor industry. So with the broad tariffs going across all industries, it also means that to ramp up manufacturing domestically, we'll be competing with each other to raise the manufacturing for each of our individual industries. So we're looking for carve-outs to protect the residential housing industry, given its substantial component for gross domestic product. And also, this is a fundamental need. Housing and food are the two fundamental needs that we have. We've got to get it more affordable so that more people can get into their own homes and have a stake and roots in our community.
Thank you, Dan. So many things involved in a construction of a new home. That's why it's such an important economic indicator. Taking a break, talking Derek Carr when we come back.